我们最近几次是集中在启示录，就是巴摩海岛的意象。
And for the past couple of messages, we've been concentrating on the book of Revelation, which is the vision that I've seen on the island Patmos.
这是圣经六卷书的最后一卷。
This is the very last book in the Bible.
神把他的旨意在这个末世要怎样完成，把我们带到那个神要我们得到的新耶路撒冷。
And here God's revealing His will for us, how He will bring us to this New Jerusalem.
一步一步让我们能够看得非常的清楚。
He allows us to see this step by step.
所以我们要求神帮助我们借着八个大的意象来看见神旨意成就在这个地上。
So we'll pray that God will help us to see how His will be done on this earth through these eight visions.
第一个意象是我很高兴听到弟兄姐妹在祷告的时候提到我们的主耶稣是行走在七个金灯台中的人子。
And the very first vision, which I'm very glad to hear brother and sister praying, which is that our Lord Jesus is the Son of Man who's walking among the seven golden lampstands.
这是神首先要提醒我们的，虽然耶稣基督是升上高天。
And this is the very first thing that God wants to remind us, that even though our Lord Jesus is high above in the heavens,
但是他借着异象告诉我们他的眼目仍然在他地上众教会中。
But through this vision, he is revealing to us that his eyes are still among his churches on this earth.
因为教会是他的心腹。
Because the church is his new bride.
是他最爱的。
His love, the most loved.
跟他的旨意是发生直接关系的。
And it has this direct connection with his will.
所以我们必须有这个理解。如果否则的话，我们觉得教会可以来可以不来，方便了就来，不方便就不来。我们对主的教会没有像主耶稣的那么重视。
And that's why we must have this understanding, because we come to church not by our will, that we do not come here willy-nilly, that we want to come or not, but rather we need to have this relationship the same way that our Lord Jesus has with His church.
我读启示录的时候，我有一个很深的感触。
And when I read the book of Revelation, I have this deeply touched.
神在这里告诉我们哪几件事情是永存的。
And God tells us which things last till eternity.
你知道我们每一个人在地上生活，我们每天忙忙碌碌，学生忙学生的，大人忙大人的。
As you know, living on this earth, every day we're so busy. Students have their responsibility, and adults we have our own responsibilities.
最近我跟一个肢体在东岸交通。
And recently I've been fellowshipping with a body that's on the East Coast.
我去了 Richmond.
I went to Richmond.
这三件事情他告诉我的都是发生在 Virginia 这个州。
And he told me three things all happened within the state of Virginia.
一件事讲到一个从中国来的一个很聪明的女孩留学生马上博士在三个月就要得到了。
The first thing is about a young woman who came from China. She's very smart and she's only 3 months away from getting her PhD.
据我了解，她的名字叫王娟，是科技大毕业的。
And her name was according to what I remember, her name is Wang Jian.
突然间自杀了。
All of a sudden, she committed suicide.
她父母非常伤心的来收她的骨灰。
And her parents very sadly came to pick up her body.
第二件事情，一个家庭。
The second thing is about a family.
这个妻子很努力在美国拿到小儿科医生的执照。
And the wife worked really hard to get a pediatric degree.
丈夫有一天忽然间把三个孩子六岁、四岁、三岁带到一个旅馆，把他们通通淹死，然后自杀。
And all of a sudden, one day, the husband brought all their children, ranging from age 3 to 6, he brought them to a hotel and then drowned all of them, and then he committed suicide himself.
这个成为 DC 的头版新闻。
And this became the news in DC.
Front page
news in DC.
然后第三件事也是半年前 一对夫妻从 Virginia 毕业以后在 Wall Street 找到很好的工作。
And the third thing is about a couple in Virginia who about half a year ago, they found a great job in Wall Street.
是六位数字的薪水。
And they were offered six-figure salaries.
工作，忽然间有一天他躺在桌子上，早上一大早就再也没起来了。
All of a sudden, one day he lay on the desk and never woke up.
发现他活活累死了 ，fatigue and die.
And they revealed that he died from fatigue.
都是忽然间发生的。
All these things happen all of a sudden.
所以我们在那里追逐地上我们认为值得追求的东西。
So here we're chasing after what this world considers that some things that are things that we think it's worthy to chase after.
但是到底这些我们追逐的梦实现了也好，或者没有实现，到底这些东西值得吗
？Are these dreams, whether they become reality or not, are they worth it?
我们都在问一个问题：什么是永存的
？We all ask the same question: What lasts to eternity? What's forever?
黄金之所以值钱，在这个地上来讲，因为黄金不变，它可以 relatively 永存。
So gold, why is it precious? Because on this earth, it at least it doesn't change much. So relatively speaking, it's everlasting.
但是即使黄金也要没有价值的有一天。
However, even gold, one day it will become worthless.
到底什么是永存有价值的
？So what actually lasts forever and has value?
那你在这里看到主耶稣告诉我们他的教会。
Here you can see that Lord tells us that His church.
教会跟他的永世的计划发生关系。
And our church has the church has this relationship with His everlasting plan.
那第二个意象
，the second vision，
就让我们看到宝座。
It allows us to see the throne.
父神掌权。
The Father God is sitting on the throne.
主耶稣这刚刚被杀的羔羊也出现在这个宝座前。
Our Lord Jesus, the Lamb that was just slain, also appeared by the throne.
宇宙万有的受造，不管天使，不管是神的一切的创造，都在那里敬拜他。
All the creation in this universe, including the angels, were worshiping him.
然后这位被杀的羔羊从父神手里拿到那个圣旨，那个小卷。
And then the lamb that was just slain, he took over the scroll from the Father's hand.
他就开始来执行神的旨意。
And he began to put into motion all the will of God.
这个小卷圣经告诉我们是用七个印上的。
And this scroll, as according to the Bible, is sealed by seven seals.
所以他就一个印一个印开了。
So he broke the seal one by one.
然后我们就看到我们上个主日我们就讲到第五、第六个印。
And so last Sunday we talked about the fifth and the sixth seal.
那么今天那是讲到了第六章。
So today we come to chapter six.
我们请大家打开启示录第六章的结尾。
May we turn to the book of Revelation, chapter six, near the end.
这里六章的结尾，他第七十七节说。
And in verse 17 it says,
因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？
For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
所以从第六印开始就讲到有一个日子叫做神愤怒的大日。
And so from chapter 6 you can see that there comes a day which is the day of wrath.
或者说羔羊愤怒的日子到了。
In other words, or the day when the wrath from the lamb.
好，那么今天我们的讲章呢是从第七章第一节一直要读到第八章的第五节。
So today what we'll talk about is starting from the very first verse of chapter 7 all the way until chapter 8 verse 5.
对，也就是说我们要看第六印到第七印这个中间要发生的事情。
In other words, we will look at what happens between the sixth and the seventh seal.
好，我们为节省时间呢，我就挑几节圣经来读。
And to save time, I only select a few verses to read.
像第一段，第七章的第一段是第一节到第八节。
So the first section is from verse 1 to 8.
那么我们因为后面是十二个支派的重复，我只是挑到第五节，后面是一样的。
And because all the tribes are being described the same, so I will only read till verse 5 because everything else is the same.
那我念第一节，我的弟兄念用英文念第二节，我们轮流念。
And we'll rotate between reading Chinese and English.
此后我看见四位天使站在地的四角， 执掌地上四方的风，叫风不吹在地上、海上和树上。
And I saw another angel ascending from the rising sun, having the seal of the living God, and he cried out with loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea.
地与海并树木你们不可伤害，等我们应了我们神众仆人的额。
And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the son of Israel.
犹大支派中受印的有一万两千，流便支派中有一万两千，加德支派中有一万两千，后面是等等等，都是一个一个支派。
And then it goes on the same.
然后我们跳到第九章，第九节。
Let's skip to verse 9.
我们要把它念到八章的五节。
And we'll read until verse 5 of chapter 8.
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿着棕树枝。
And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神。
Saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might.Be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？
I said to him, My Lord, you know, and he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，做宝座的要用帐幕伏庇他们。
They will hunger no longer, nor thirst anymore, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
When the Lamb broke the seventh seal, there was silence in the heaven for about half an hour.
我看见那站在神面前的七位天使有七支号赐给他们。
Another angel came and stood at the altar holding a golden censer and much incense was given to him so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar which was before the throne.
那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
Then the angels took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and threw it to the earth, and there followed peals of thunders and sounds and flashes of lightning and an earthquake.
十三章。
Let's skip to chapter 13.
第一节。
Read verse 1.
我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头，在十角上带着十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。然后你请你跳到第七节。
Then verse 7. It was also given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation was given to him.
凡住在地上名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的都要拜他。
If anyone has an ear, let him hear.
If, 16节
verse 16.
他又叫众人无论大小贫富自主为奴的都在右手上或在额上受一个印记。17节
And verse 17. And he provided that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name.
好，我想我们需要再读一段旧约。
Let's turn to a book in the Old Testament.
但以理书。
To a book of Daniel.
第九章。
Verse 9.
第节。
Verse 27.
一期之内，他必与许多人坚定盟约；一期之半， 他必使祭祀与贡献之席，那行毁坏可憎的，如飞而来，并且有愤怒倾在那毁坏可憎的身上，直到所定的结局。你念一次。
And Daniel chapter 9, verse 7. Righteousness belongs to you, O Lord, but to...
不是，是27.
Oh, sorry, verse 27. And he will make a firm covenant with the many of one's week, but in the middle of the week he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offerings. And on the wings of abomination will come one who makes the desolate, even until a complete destruction, one that is decreed, is poured out on the one who makes desolate.
好，这些圣经都放的。
So we can put our Bible aside.
我们现在要来注意看，第七章启示录。
So let's pay attention to chapter 7 of Book of Revelation.
我们请 slide 第十九页，第七十九个 slide.
And take a look at the slide.
这个他打开了。这个第六印，那么然后我们到第七章的时候，你就看到有两批人。
So he opened the sixth seal, and then when we reach chapter 7, we can see that there are two groups of people.
第七章的第一节到第八节讲了第一批的人。
So from verse 1 to 8, it talked about the first group of people.
是 fixed number, 是144,000。
There are fixed numbers, is 144,000.
而且说得很清楚，他们不是中国人，也不是美国人。
It's clearly stated that they're not Chinese or American.
他们是谁？
Who are they?
啊，是犹太人。
They're Jews.
而且说得很清楚，有十二个支派。
And it's stated very clearly there are 12 tribes.
那么每一个支派有一万两千人。
And from each tribe there are 12,000 people.
然后这么十四万四千人在哪里呢？
So where are these 144,000?
你会发现他们在地上。
And you discover that they're on earth.
这是很清楚在这八节圣经里面说的。
It's clearly revealed in these eight verses.
那么神说要干嘛呢？他说我要印上，在他们的额上我要印到我的印。
And what are they doing there? God said that he will put his seal onto their forehead.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
这个在额上印上印代表什么意思？
What's the meaning of bearing the seal on the forehead?
因为我们知道在圣经里面有讲到盖印的事。
We know that in the Bible it talked about the matter regarding putting a seal.
旧约里面也有，新约里面也有。
It's talked about in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我们基督徒一信主之后，我们也被盖印了。
And as Christians, as soon as we become believers, we also have been put on the seal.
我们的印是什么？
What's that seal?
神在我们上盖了个印。
God put the seal on us.
圣灵的印记，有没有？这是以弗所书告诉我们。
And that's the mark of the Holy Spirit.
盖这个印什么意思？
What does it mean to be put on the seal?
就是你是属于神的。
It means that you belong to God.
这个印盖下去就表示他的所有权。
And once the seal is put on you, it represents all his power.
把你跟这个世界分开了。
And he has separated you from this world.
那你在这里看到，这里神把他的选民有几百万，甚我们不知道确切的数字，但他中间选了一批人，是十四万四千。
And here you can see that God chose from his chosen people, exactly from how many of those are there, we don't know, but however we do know that he had chosen 144,000.
为什么？
And why?
因为下面要发生许多可怕的事情。
And because there are so many terrible things that's about to happen.
如果你去看在旧约里面以西结书九章三到四节有这么一段记载。
If you look at in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 9, verse 3 to 4 is written.
那么以西结书这个先知他看见神有一天要把他的这个咒诅倾倒下来在犹太人身上。
And our prophet, he saw that one day God will put down his curse onto this earth.
刚刚我们弟兄带诗的时候告诉我们，神不但给以西结看到神有他的咒诅，同时也有神的荣耀，神的盼望要带出来。
And like our brother, when he was leading us in our inspiration, that not only that our prophet saw that not only there God's curse, but also it brought forth his God's glory and his hope.
对。那么神那个时候以西结看见这个异象的时候是在被掳的这个巴比伦。
And so when Ezekiel saw this vision, it was when they were imprisoned in the time, during times of Babylon.
The labor camp,
they were in the labor camps of Babylon.
那个时候, 他是最早被掳出来，第一批人被掳的。
So at that time, he's the very first group that were enslaved.
照常理来说, 当神管教下来的时候, 孩子应该归, 乖啊, 应该听神的话, 应该神, 向神悔改, 但是犹太人没有硬, 心很硬啊。
In the normal way of how things work, once you experience discipline, you should learn to be behave. But however, the people did not.
神就把 以西结带回 耶路撒冷去看, 那些还没有被掳的人, 还在那里照样作恶。
And so God brought Ezekiel to Jerusalem to see how those people who haven't been enslaved, they're still continuing in their sinful ways.
神的手已经下来管教了, 人还是刚硬。
God has handed down His judgment, His discipline, but yet man is still hard.
但是感谢神, 中间有这么一小批的人,
but praise God, there's a small group among them.
他们为着这样的可怕的遭遇在神的面前悔改,
but however, in the face of the suffering that I experienced, they cried and they repented.
所以他们是有感觉的人。
So this small group of people, they have feelings.
大部分的人是没有感觉, 以为这个就是这么回事, 这是我们遭遇了外国人的欺负, 这是民族战争, 他们从这个角度来解释的。
But the majority does not have this, they did not realize what's happening, they only thought that, oh, this is just a war between countries.
他们不认为这是神的管, 对他们的管教, 警告。
They do not view this as a discipline from God.
但是有这么一批人有感觉, 他觉得这件事情, 是出于神的。
However, there's a small group who felt that this is from God.
所以他们在神面前哭泣, 那么神就说, 叫天使去把这些人, mark, 把它印上印。
So that's why these people, they were crying, so God used angels to put mark on them.
然后再派一个天使就去把所有没有印上印的, 统统灭掉。
And then God sent another angel to destroy all those who does not bear the mark.
这是在以西结的时代, 我们看见, 的那一个例子。
And this is an example in the time of Ezekiel that we can see.
所以这里我相信也是一样。
So here I believe it is the same thing here.
到了这个末世的时候,
in the end times,
有很多的事情, 可怕的事情发生。
There are many terrible things that will happen.
那么到底谁有感觉没有?
So who will understand all of this?
那地上, 这批犹太人中间有一小批人有感觉的。
So on this earth, among the Jews, there are just a small group.
他们敬畏神的。
They fear God.
神就把他们分别出来。
So that's why God separated them out.
那这是讲的犹太人跟我们还没有直接的关系。
So here I talk, this group is about the Jews and it has nothing to do with us.
我们不能说 nothing, 跟我们感觉不太多, 跟我们的关系不是直接。
Sorry, to rephrase that sense, so it's about the Jews, so it's not directly in connection with us.
那么我们的注意力要放在第二批人。
So we need to pay attention onto the second group of people.
那就是从第九节, 我们一直要看到这个第十七节。
And that's from verse 9 to verse 17.
那这个第二批人是什么人呢?
So what kind of people make up this second group?
那我们注意看, 他这边说, 有许多的人, 数不过来的。
And let's pay attention, there are numerous people.
那意思就是说, 这批人比前面那批犹太人多还是少?
So in other words, the second group, is it larger or smaller than the first group?
多还是少? 多, 多到一个地步, 前面那批人 144,000, 他可以 number, 可以数的。
It's gotten to a point where the first group, they can actually count 144,000.
那就不够多。
So that's not numerous enough.
现在有一批人是数都数不过来了。
Here now there's this group of people who they can't even count.
那么他们来自何方呢?
So where do they come from?
各国。
From all the nations.
各族。
From different tribes.
各民。
And different people.
各方。 四面八方,
in all directions.
对, 所以他是来自我们另外中国的说法就是五湖四海, 对不对? 各方面都来了。
In other words, they come from all over the world.
来自四面八方了。
From every direction.
这个, 各种人种, 各种民族, 各种国家都有。
All different races, tribes, and different countries.
好, 到哪里?
Where did they go?
他这边说得很清楚, 宝座。
Here clearly stated they gathered before the throne.
好,那我要问大家, 宝座, 这里的, 启示录的宝座在哪里?
Let me ask you this, where is this throne?
天上那么大, 在哪里?
It's high in the heavens, so where is it?
金星, 天王星?
It's among the stars.
不是,
no.
圣经告诉我们, 神的宝座是在第三层天。
in the Bible it tells us that the throne of God is in the third layer of heaven.
因为我们圣经里面告诉我们有神的创造里面第一层是我们的这一个空气的这一个大气层。
So in the Bible it tells us that in the amongst the different heavens that God created, the first layer is the atmosphere that we know on this earth.
就是鸟可以飞，飞机可以飞的地方。
It's the layer that birds can fly and then planes as well.
刚刚我们弟兄有一个祷告说，神啊，你是在我们空中掌权，不太准确。We
had a brother who just prayed that Lord, you rule in our air.
空中是给,
That's not quite right.
空中执政掌权的不是神，是魔鬼撒旦。
The one who rules in this air, this first layer, is not our God, but rather Satan.
神掌权是在第三层天，他的宝座在第三层天。
God rules in the third layer of the heaven.
好，那么现在他看见异象的时候，就是看到，哟，现在忽然间在宝座上，这个旁边有数不过来的人在那里聚集。
The vision he saw that is all of a sudden there's these numerous, countless people surrounding the throne.
中心是宝座，是羔羊。
And in the middle is the throne, is the lamb.
好，这些人身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
And these people, they were wearing white robes, and then they have a palm in their hand.
好，白衣是有所代表的，棕树枝也是有所代表的。
So there's a meaning behind this white robe, and also there's a meaning behind the palm branch.
那么白衣在启示录19章有解释。
And the white robe is explained in Revelation chapter 19.
请你打开19章。
Please turn to chapter 19.
第七、第八两节。
Verse 7 and
8. 19章第七、第八。
Chapter 19, verse 7 and 8.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。下一句。
It was given to her to clothe herself in the fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints.
对，所以这个白衣是指着这一件。 洁白光明的细麻衣说的。
So this white robe is referring to this clean and white fine linen cloth.
这一个白衣是圣徒所行的义。
So this linen cloth is represent the righteous acts of the saints.
在94年我到昆明去传道的时候。
And in 1994 when I went to Kunming to preach.
那边的一个老传道人叫施传清，我们细培认识他。
There's an old preacher whose name is 施传清。
对，他就告诉我说，我们最近这里发生一个怪事。
And he tells me that there's a strange thing that happened recently.
有差不多1000多个基督徒。
There are about 1,000 Christians.
他们就到布店里面买了白衣，买了白布做白衣。
So they went to the store that sells cloths, and then they brought white cloths to make white robes.
然后穿了白衣就跑到石林那个地方去，等耶稣再来。
And they put on these white robes and they went to a place called Siling to wait for Lord Jesus to come.
成为当时那个时候的一个新闻。
And that became news at the time.
那么那个时候，基督徒的理解好像主要回来的时候，基督徒都要穿了白衣等耶稣回来。
And at that time, it seemed the Christians have this understanding that when God returns, that all the Christians need to wear white clothes to wait.
那美国也有发生同样的事，在 Texas 有一批人也是买了白衣，等在 Texas 等耶稣回来。也有
The same thing happened in America in Texas, where there's a group of Christians who brought these white clothes to wait for God's return.
但是不是白衣的解释。如果是这样的话，白衣很容易，你大家早点准备好，在家家都可以有白衣，这个很容易的事情。
But however, this is not the true meaning of the white clothes. If it is so, then it's very easy. Everybody just go out and buy white clothes and.
圣经的解释，白衣是指着一个特别的东西，叫做圣徒所行的衣。
However, in the Bible, it's explained that the white linen robe represents the righteous acts of Christians.
对，这个白衣是讲到我们的好行为说的。
This white robe refers to our good the deeds.
什么叫做准备好的基督徒？就是他们的行为已经圣灵借着他们的行为已经支撑了这件白衣。
And so, who is a good Christian? That it refers to someone whose acts that through the Holy Spirit have already become this white robe for them.
Knit.
Knit.
然后手拿着棕树枝什么意思？
What does it mean to hold a palm branch?
你记得主耶稣进耶路撒冷，他在他要上十字架之前的七天，他进耶路撒冷。
If you remember the 7 days before he went on the cross, when he entered into Jerusalem,
你记得犹太人在那里欢迎他。
You remember the Jews were welcoming him.
他们把衣服垫在地上。
They put their clothes on the ground.
我们的主就骑在什么？那个小驴驹上。
The Lord was sitting on the donkey.
就进。耶路撒冷
and he entered into Jerusalem.
那些欢迎他的人唱何塞纳然后手拿着棕树枝就在摇
and those who welcomed him were singing Hosanna and then they, in their hands with this palm branch
这个 palm branch 代表什么
what does it represent
表示王的胜利
that means it represents the victory
得胜
it's victorious、嗯
所以这些人拿着棕树枝就表示他们是得胜的。
So these people with palm branch in their hand, they represent that they are overcomers.
这是在第九节的形容。
So this is description in verse 9.
他们在宝座前干什么呢
?So what are they doing before the throne?
那是从第十节到十二节讲到他们在干什么。
And that has been described in verse 10 through 12.
对。这里有一点像我们在第几章看见的。宝座前的敬拜
It's similar to worship that we read somewhere before
啊，第五章
And as in chapter 5
对不对第五章你也看到一个宝座前的伟大的景象
And in chapter 5 you can also see this great scene before the throne
但是我现在考你们了
But let me ask you this
五章的那个敬拜
The worship in chapter 5
跟这里第七章的敬拜
Versus this worship here
有何不同
What's the difference?
五章也讲了敬拜呀。
In chapter 5, they also talk about worship.
对吗？那现在第七章又讲到敬拜呀。
But now in chapter 7, they talk about worship again.
都在宝座前，都这是它的相同的地点是对的。
It's all the same, so at least location, they're similar. They're the same.
可是五章的时候你看到的跟第七章所看见的有一点不同。
However, the worship in described in chapter 5, versus chapter 7, there's a slight difference.
它相同的有宝座，有长老，有四活物。
The same is that it's, they have the throne, they have the four living creatures and the elders.
有神，有羔羊。
And there's God and also the Lamb.
这都是相同的。
These are all the common elements.
可是
,however,
有一点不同。
There's one difference.
什么不同？
And what is that?
在第五章没有人
In chapter 5 there are no people there
只有天使
There are only angels
24个长老四活物那没那里你看到唯一的人是谁
And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures and the only living person there you see is
谁
Who is that
大卫的后裔犹大的狮子那只羔羊他出现了那是唯一的人耶稣站在人的身份上出现在宝座
And it's the Lamb So Lord Jesus appeared there as, on a, as a person standing there
现在第七章不一样
But it's different in chapter 7
忽然间这里出现了谁
All of a sudden you see
许许多多的人
Numerous people
好他们加入了这个宇宙的敬拜
They add into, onto the, this worship, universal worship
嗯去不去啊
Do you want to go?
啊，羡不羡慕
Aren't you envious of them?
嗯，他们的敬拜你会发现是声音很大的
And their worship, they worship with a loud voice
啊，他们在那里加入天使一起在那里敬拜神赞美神
They join in with the angels to, together they praise God
好，那么第十三节就开始一个对话
And verse 13 it talks about there's a conversation
长老中有一位就问我说这些穿白衣的是谁啊是从哪里来的第十四节
And then in verse 14 it says I said to him My Lord you know And he said to me These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation And they have washed their robes And made them white in the blood of the Lamb
Thanks 好是谁
So who are these people
四个特点
There are four characters.
注意，这四个特点是关键的啊。
And these are the key.
他对我说：“你知道。”
And he said, "You know."
啊，第一个特点，这些人是从大患难中出来的。
The very first characters they are these are people who came out of great tribulation.
那么，这个大患难 或者翻译成大灾难，英文是一样，都是 Great Tribulation。
So this Great Tribulation
是有所指的。
It has a specific meaning. It's referring to a specific thing.
这个是一个圣经特定的时间要发生特定的事。
And this is a specified time in the described in the Bible, and specific things will happen during this time.
那么我刚刚带大家去读旧约的但以理书第九章。
And I just let everyone to read Daniel, Book of Daniel, and chapter 9.
第九章，你看见那里讲到有一天世界要进入七个年头。
And there it describes that one day this world will enter into 7 years.
对，
this period of 7 years.
这是这个时代的最后七年。
And this is the last 7 years of this time.
这个时代，这个 period,
this period,
这个时代，就恩典的时代的最后七年。
That's the last 7 years of pure grace.
我们都知道现在是恩典的时代，对不对？从主耶稣第一次来到第二次来，这个中间这段时间叫做恩典的时代。
We all know that from the time that when Lord Jesus here first until His second coming, this time period here is called a period of grace.
最后有七年。
And then there are 7 years, the last 7 years.
谁当家呢？
Who is in charge?
兽。
It's the beast.
那个兽有好多名字。
And this beast goes by many names.
耶稣讲到他的时候就说，是但以理书里面所说那个行毁坏可憎的，那是这个名字。
And Jesus called him, he is the one who's been described in the book of Daniel, the one who creates desolation.
对，
who brought about desolation.
那么启示录讲他的是一只兽从海中上来的。
And book of Revelation talk about is this beast that came from the sea.
所以我刚刚带大家去看了，虽然我们还没有讲到，但是我要让他稍微看一下，是启示录是讲到这个兽，他要掌权，他要任意妄为，他叫兽从海中来，他是七头十角兽。
And that's why I let everyone to read a little bit into chapter 8, so that we can see that in chapter 13, that we can see indeed that the Bible did talk about this, and that this is the beast that comes from the sea, and it has seven heads and ten horns.
seven heads, ten, 这个红。七头十角 ten horn.
So they have seven heads and ten horns.
那么然后呢，他会有大权柄。
And he has this great power, authority.
大能力。
He has this great power, ability.
撒旦把他所有的压箱本领都给他了。
And Satan has given all his abilities to this beast.
然后我们刚刚念的第十三章的第七节，他说，任凭他与圣徒征战，并且怎么样，谁赢？
And then it's described in chapter 13, verse 7, that it's wage war against Christians, and then it allows the beast to win.
那这个 beast 那个时候在这个七年中，他会做好几件圣经告诉我们的重要的事。
And this beast in these 7 years, the Bible tells that it will do many several important things.
那但以理书说的是，他要与许多人建立盟约。
And then in the book of Daniel, it said that it will establish this covenant with many people.
然后世界进入和平。
And then the world enters into peace.
然后圣殿会重建。
And then temple will be rebuilt.
然后他会有一个像，他因为是英雄人物。
And then a statue will be built after him.
然后全世界的人都要拜这个像。
And then everyone in this world will worship this statue.
不拜这个像的人就要被杀掉。
Those who does not worship him, this statue will be killed.
这是13章启示录告诉我们的。
This is what's been told to us in chapter 13.
然后他那个时候不但有这个宗教权，有政治权，他还有商业权，经济权。
And then this person, well, not only does he have power, religious power, but also political power, as well as the rule over economy.
Economy. 他说那个时候每一个人要买与卖的话，必须有他的号码在额上或者在手上。
And then he said that also during that time, whoever want to buy or sell, they must have his mark either on his forehead or on his hands.
你没有这个号码，你的 credit card 不 work.
If you don't have that number, your credit card won't work.
对，你这样一 scan, 你就可以买了。你如果没有这个号码，一 scan, sorry, reject.
You,
所以也不能买，也不能卖。
So if you do not have that mark, you cannot buy or sell.
那圣经说。
And the Bible says.
有人就拜了。
And so there are people who worship him.
因为这是关于自己肚腹每天吃饭的事。
Because this is a matter of dealing with whether you go hungry or not.
对，吃饭问题，开汽车的问题，生活的问题，你没有买卖，你怎么生活呢？
Because these problems all deal with your daily lives, going about your daily business, you're eating, taking food or driving to work.
那么，但是圣经说有一批人不认同。
In the Bible it says there's this group of people who did not worship him.
他如果不认同的，遭受逼迫杀害。
And then it also said those who does not worship this beast will be persecuted and be killed.
那有人就会逃啊。
And so some people fled.
好，那我们来看，我们现在如果懂在那个七年中，这个世界会有圣经预言的一些事情要发生。
So if you understand that in those 7 years, there are certain things that will happen.
那么现在来看，他说这一批人是谁啊？就是从大患难中出来的人。
And so now we turn back to the verse we just read. So who are these people? These numerous people. They are people from they came from the Great Tribulation.
Okay, 这是第一个特点。第二个特点。
So that was the first characteristic. The second characteristic is
就是曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
And they washed their clothes white using the blood of the lamb.
所以他们的 detergent 是什么？
So what's the detergent that they use?
啊，羔羊的血。
Is the lamb the blood of the lamb?
那么他说衣裳洗白净了，这件衣服之所以能够白，是因为羔羊的血。
That their robe become white is because of the blood of the lamb.
那意思我刚刚解释了，这个白衣是指的圣徒所行的义。
As I just explained, this white robe represents the righteous acts of the saints.
那基督徒又做了一些神所称许的称义的事，可是这些事情也需要耶稣的宝血来洁净。
So these saints, they done things that are pleasing to God, but however, these things need to be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
有一位姐妹说得很好，她说，即使圣徒的眼泪、悔改的眼泪，在神的光照底下，你都需要宝血的洗净。
And a sister put this very well, that even for Christians, the tear of repentance under the light of God requires the blood of the Lamb to cleanse him.
因为我们是一个罪人。
Because we are sinners.
我们这个罪人，我们的悔改的眼泪，我们所行的义，在神来看都有瑕疵，需要耶稣的宝血。
And for sinners like us, whatever, even our tears of repentance and the acts that we do under the eye judgment of God is still flawed, and so that's why we need the precious blood.
所以你会发现宝血的功效不但在我们信主那一天拯救我们。
And so you discover that the amazing power of the blood not only does save us on the day that we become believers.
他到我们见主那一天，我们还是需要什么？他的宝血。
And until the day that we see him again, we still need that blood.
所以这个宝血是我们从得救一次一直到永远我们要依靠的。没有这个血，我们在神面前就站立不住。
And we need to rely upon this precious blood from the very day that we believe until the very day that we see him again. Without this blood, we cannot stand before God.
这是这一批得胜者他们学会的宝贵的秘密。
And so this is the precious secret that these overcomers have learned.
然后第三个特点。
And the third characteristic.
他所以这个十六节。
And in verse 16.
他们不再饥不再渴。
They will hunger no longer nor thirst anymore.
那什么意思？什么叫做不再饥不再渴？就是他们从前是什么？又饥又渴。
So what does that mean? They're no longer hunger or thirst. That means before they were thirsty and they were hungry.
为什么？
And why was that?
他们是不是太懒了，没有去买菜，没有烧饭？
Was it because they're too lazy that they didn't go shopping, grocery shopping and cook for themselves?
不是。
No.
他们是不愿意向那个兽下拜，不愿意在手在额上接受他的印记，因着这个缘故，他们逃亡。
That is because they are not willing to bow down to the beast, and so they fled.
他们有经过了饥饿，经过了 干渴。
So that's why they experience hunger and thirst.
下面又说，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们，什么意思？
And afterwards it says, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. What does that mean?
意思说，他们曾经是在白天晒的是太阳，晚上是月光。
So that means that they once experienced that during the day they were shined down by the sun, and at night all they had was the moonlight shining down on them.
意思说他们没地方住的。
In other words, they have no place to live.
他们没有安息的所在。
They have no place to rest.
但是现在主对他们说，从今天开始，日头炎热必不伤害你们。
But however, God tells them from now on, the sun, the heat will no longer harm you.
还有。
What's more?
十七节最后一句话
The last sentence on verse 17,
神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪
And God will wipe every tear from their eyes
当然这个眼泪有一个部分是为着他们的痛苦是有眼泪没有错
Of course it's understandable that part of these tears are due to their sufferings
但是你如果好好的去看保罗的经历
However, if you look carefully about Paul's experience,
保罗在地上为着神的道，他去传道的时候被人逼迫。
And Paul, for God's gospel, when he was spreading, he was persecuted.
他提到他有没有饭吃的时候，没有地方住的时候。
He mentioned the time when he didn't have any food to eat or place to rest.
但是他讲到他的眼泪。
But when he talked about his tears,
你如果去看哥林多后书二章四节
If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4
他说我先前心里难过痛苦多多的流泪写信给你们
For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote to you with many tears
不是叫你们忧愁乃是叫你们知道我格外的疼爱你们
Not that you should be made sorrowful, but that you might know the love which I have especially for you.
他的眼泪不是为自己流的，他的眼泪是为哥林多教会的圣徒而流的。
His tears is not been shed for himself, but rather for the church of Corinthians.
哥林多教会有什么好流眼泪的呢
？So why should he shed tears for the church?
你如果去读哥林多前书，你就知道这个教会里面有一箩筐的问题。
If you read the first Corinthians, you will know that this church has many, many problems.
他们虽然在属灵上有各样的恩赐，可是他们属灵的生命上非常的贫穷，有许多的罪在他们中间。
Even though they have many spiritual gifts, but however in their spiritual life they have many they are falling short.
保罗不但写信劝勉他们，他在祷告中流泪为他们祷告。
And so not only did Paul write letters to encourage them, but in his prayer he shed tears for them.
你如果去看旧约的先知们。不管是耶利米也好，其他的先知也好，他们都是为着以色列人不正常属灵的光景而流泪的，向神呼吁。
And if you look at the Old Testament regarding all the different prophets, when they pray for the sad condition that the Israelites are in, they all shed tears as they pray.
人一摸到神的旨意，一看见神在神百姓中间那个荒凉的光景，从里面自然的就有一种关怀，有一种说不出的悲伤。
And so you'll see from this example that once a man understands God's will and see that how his people were in such desolate condition, from within him he was arise the sadness, the sorrow from within.
我刚刚说到其实以西结的第九章的那个也是一样的情形，那些人为着那个时代在神面前流泪。
And in the book of Ezekiel in chapter 9, it's the same condition. People shed tears for their current condition.
意思是什么？为什么有的人流得出眼泪，有的人流不出眼泪？什么道理何在
？How come some people can shed tears and others don't?
就是感觉的问题。
It's all about having the feeling.
你摸到神的感觉，你就与神表同情。
And if you can touch God's will, His feeling, then you will sympathize with Him.
因为神是在流泪啊。
Because God is shedding tears.
如果我们摸不到神的感觉，我们就不会流泪。
And if we cannot touch how he feels, if we don't understand how he feels, we do not know his sorrow.
所以你把这十三节到十七节这几节圣经放在一起，你可以看得很清楚，这一批到底是谁。
So if you can see from verse 3 to 17, you'll see who are these people.
就是在那一个末世的时候， 专心为着神的旨意而活的人。
It refers to these people, and during the end times, they live solely for God.
世界也瞧不起他们，逼迫他们。
The people of this world look down upon them. They persecute them.
没有犯罪，却被人逼迫。
They did not sin according to the world's view, but yet they were persecuted by the people of this world.
他们被神纪念。
They were remembered by God.
所以这一批人就有一个神奇的经验。
So these people, they have this amazing experience.
什么经验？
What is that?
出现在宝座前。
They appear before the throne.
这就是七封信里面有些教会的一些应许。
So these are the promise on the seven letters.
举一个例子。
For example,
你如果看第三章的第十节。
If you look at chapter 3, verse 10.
他说你既遵守我忍耐的道，这是讲对腓拉铁菲的基督徒说的。
And so verse 10 is speaking to the saints in Philadelphia.
我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on this earth.
也就是说，神在最后这段时间，他要保守一批人，他们可以免了，因为他们已经受过大灾难了。
And so in other words, during the end time, God will keep this certain group from the hardship because they have already experienced great tribulation.
他们已经预尝了。
Because they have already tasted.
在世界还没有尝到这个滋味之前，他们已经尝到了。
They have already tasted tribulation even before the rest of the world has.
世界还在享受在最终之乐的时候，这些人为着义受了逼迫了。
And when the world is still enjoying in their sins, that these people have already tasted the great tribulation.
成熟了。
And so that's why their spiritual life has matured.
被提的条件就是成熟的生命。
And the condition to be raptured is that to have a life that's mature.
所以这批人就叫做出熟的果子被提。
So that's why these are the fruits that were mature before and they were raptured.
这是这些数不过来穿白衣的所谓的得胜者，第一批。
And so these are the very first group of the numerous overcomers.
注意，他们被提到哪里？
Please pay attention. Where were they raised to?
空中啊，不是。
Were they raised up into the air? No.
第三层天，宝座。
They were raised to the third level of heaven, the throne.
圣经里面有讲被提。那是帖撒罗尼迦前书讲的被提。
So in the Bible it talks about being raptured, and that's talked about in the book of Thessalonians.
我们打开来看看帖撒罗尼迦前书讲的被提。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章讲被提。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
十五节
verse 15.
对，我们要念到十七节。
And we'll read to verse 17.
注意，保罗在这里讲到这一次是被提，可是你要注意它的时间性与地点性。
And so here it talked about being raptured, but you need to pay attention to the time and the place.
对，我们来看十七节开始。从十六节念起吧。
And we'll read from verse.
对不起，我刚刚说的是十五，对不对？从十五，对不起。
And we'll read from chapter 4, verse 15 to 17.
我要念中文一次，英文一次，因为这段话很重要，中英文都需要看。
Because this is very important, so I'll read all the verses in Chinese first, and then we'll read in English.
我现在照主的话告诉你们一件事：我们这活着还存留到主降临的人。断不能在那已经睡的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死的人必先复活，以后我们这活着 还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 15 to 17. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord.
好，在这里我刚刚在读之前我说你要注意地点与时间。
So before we read these verses, I told you that you need to pay attention to the place and the time.
时间是16节，主必亲自什么？从天降临，这是主亲自从天下来的时候发生的。
And the time has been described in verse 16 is that for the Lord himself will descend from heaven.
好，那个时候有天使的声音，有神吹号的声音。
And then the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God.
好，然后第二，地点。
Second, the location.
被提到哪里？
Where are they raised?
到云里，到空中。
They were raised into the clouds.
好，这是这里很清楚的。
So it's clearly described here.
但是我还是要再点一下这个时间性。还有一节圣经更清楚地告诉我们这个时间有跟启示录有关系的。
Here I want to talk about the time once again. It's related to what's been described in the Revelation.
那么请大家再看哥林多前书15章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter
5. 在我们读这个十五章的五十一节之前，我刚刚的帖撒罗尼迦前书，我还要点一个点，就在那个时候有一件很重要的事情发生在被提之前。
Going back to First Thessalonians, there's a very important point I want to point out. That is before you were raised.
就是不是 before rapture.
Before rapture.
在被提之前，有一件事情就是死人要怎么样？复活，这个是要在那个时候要发生的事。
Before rapture, it refers to one important thing, and that's the dead will rise again.
啊，死人要复活，然后再发生被提的事。
And then rapture will happen.
那我们现在来看更仔细的说明，在哥林多前书的十五章。
And let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
五十一节要念到五十二节。
Verse 51 to 52。
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人呢要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们呢要改变。好。
Behold, I tell you a mystery.We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised, imperishable, and we will be changed.
所以这里保罗又告诉我们复活的事。
So here Paul tells us about the resurrection.
我们不是都要睡觉，也就是我们不是所有人都要经过死亡。
Not all of us will be asleep, so that means not all of us will die.
有一批人会死，但是有一批人不会死，就他要到主回来。
And there's a group of people who will pass away, but then there's also a group who will not die before the Lord returns.
那死的人在主回来的时候要发生复活的事。
So those who have fallen asleep, they will be raised again before the Lord returns.
死人要复活，这里是讲的。
The dead
然后呢，活着的人呢要改变。
And then those who are alive, they will change.
为什么我们需要改变呢？
So why do we need to be changed?
因为下面要发生的一件大事就是什么？
Because great things were about to happen.
被提。
And that's the rapture.
我们这个身体如果被提到云上，我们要缺氧，要完蛋的，不行的。
Yeah, in our current body, if we were raptured and raised into the air, into the heavens, that we will lack oxygen and die.
那么现在这边说这件事情，保罗说在什么时间要发生？
And when will this happen?
他说一眨眼，号筒 末次吹响的时候。
In the twinkle of an eye at the last trumpet.
所以他告诉我们这件事情是在最后一号。
So he tells us that this will happen at the very last trump sound of the trumpet.
那我们还没有讲。
And we haven't,
我现在只讲七印。
We haven't reached that point yet. I only spoke about the seventh seal.
还没有讲七号。
I haven't talked about seven trumpets.
下一次，下个主日。
That's for next Sunday.
那么，但是他告诉我们，这个死人复活，活人要改变，然后要被提到空中与主相遇，这件事情是发生在第七号的时候。
So it's, but however, it does tell us that the dead will be raised, and then the living will be changed and raptured. That all these things happen at the very last sound of the trumpet.
好，所以圣经很明确讲到被提的事情是在这两处。
So the Bible clearly talks about rapture here.
These two paragraphs
clearly describe.
帖撒罗尼迦前书跟哥林多。
In 1 Thessalonians and 1 Corinthians, it clearly talks about rapture.
那么这个是毫无疑问。
So there is absolutely no question about it.
没有发生在号筒末次吹响，主从天降临的时候。
It will happen at the very last sound of the trumpet on the day when the Lord descend from the heaven.
有没有问题？
Are there any questions?
还是睡着了？
Or you're asleep?
不能睡着，这跟我们的前途发生直接关系的。
You cannot
你睡着了，糟糕了。
You cannot sleep because this has all to do with your future. You cannot sleep.
好，那现在在第七章讲的事情呢
？So here in chapter 7, what it talks about
是不是在云上
？Is it things that are in heaven?
是不是在空中
？Is it in the air?
不是
，No.
他说是在宝座。
It says before the throne.
而且是不是在第七号？
And also, these things happen at the seventh sound of the trumpet.
不是，第七章第七号还没有吹。
In chapter 7, the seventh trumpet hasn't sounded yet.
是在第六印跟第七印中间的时候。
Chapter 7 is talked about things that's about to happen between the sixth and the seventh seal.
对，所以这个是跟那个不一样。
So this is a little bit different from what we just see.
我希望我们 got it.
I hope that you all get this.
这里有一个叫做隐藏的被提。
So here you can see there's this hidden rapture.
That's a hidden rapture. 下一章，下一章我们就看第八章的这个前面这一段。
So here we'll go to the first part of chapter 8.
下面开第七印了，第八章开始。
So in chapter 8, he starts to break the seventh seal.
七印打开就是七号，就是七字号。
So once the seventh seal is broken, it's the seventh sound of trumpet.
但是七号我刚刚说了，下个主日才说，是今天不讲。
But however, I already said that I'll talk about the seventh trumpet next Sunday.
一讲你们饭大概又要拖后。
Because otherwise it may delay your lunch.
但是我要讲，在七号吹之前，有一件重要的事情要发生。
But however, I want to tell you that before the seventh trumpet sounds, there's this one important thing that's happened.
我们来注意看。
Let's read
第三节到第五节。
Verse 3 to 5。
有一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁。
Another angel came and stood at the altar, holding a golden censer.
有许多的香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金香坛上。
And much incense was given to him so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar.
第四节，那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of saints went up before God out of the angel's hand.
天使拿着香炉盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上，随有雷轰、大声、闪电、地震。
Then the angels took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and threw it to the earth, and there followed peals of thunder, the sound of flashes of lightning.
这里讲到一个很特别的，叫做前面一张。
Here is being a very important thing.
叫什么？金香炉。
And this important thing is the golden incense altar.
这个是在旧约的会幕或者圣殿里面祭司的工作之一。
So this is part of the job responsibility of a priest in the Old Testament.
这个红的是幔子，上面绣的是基路伯。
And so the red thing is the veil, and the picture is of the cherubim.
Veil 干什么的？
What's the purpose of the veil?
好看的。
Is it just for decoration?
不是，他把圣所 与至圣所隔开了。
So it separates the temple from the holiest holies.
你把幔子拉开，后面是什么？
So if you open the veil, what's behind it?
至圣所有一样东西。
It's the holy of holies, and there's one thing.
约柜。
And that's the ark.
所以在约柜的前面有一个东西，这个图上没有照出来，是一个香坛。
And so before the ark, which is now revealed in this picture, there's this one thing which is the golden incense altar.
祭司在这里烧香。
However, you can see that the priest here is burning the incense.
那这边是金灯台。
And on the other side is the golden lampstand.
下一张。所以我要让大家的注意力注意到这两个意象，第一个意象跟第二个意象。
So I want to pay attention and see that there are two visions here.
有两个 symbol.
There are two symbols.
第一个意象的 symbol 是什么？
What's the first the symbol of the first vision?
金灯台。
It's the golden lampstand.
对不对？那个是一个 symbol.
So that's the first symbol.
那个金灯台代表什么？圣经有解释。
What does the golden lampstand stands for? That there's an explanation in the Bible.
他的教会，对吧？
Send his church.
这是这个第一个意象，让神要让我们看见，在勇士的里头。第一个我们要注意的是他的教会。
And this is the very first vision he allows to see that we want to pay attention to, and that's his church.
世界上的万国都要过去。
And all the nation will pass away.
然后我们现在看，我们有三个人在那边竞选总统，热闹的要死。他们忙了半天，最多最多八年。
And so we can see here there are these three candidates. They were fighting over each other for the presidency, but the max they could do is
他们真是拼上一切，所有都摆上，为了八年。
They have offered up everything that they have only for 8 years.
圣经要让我们看见有一样东西要存到永远是什么？
However, the Bible allows you to see there's one thing that will last your eternity, and that is
不是美国，
it's not the U.S.
啊，也不是英国，也不是中国，
not Britain or the China.
是什么？
What is it?
教会。
It's
教会是 forever.
The church is forever.
所以你对政治很热心的话，很对不起，我要告诉你，你没有前途。
So if you're very devoted to politics, I'm sorry to say that you have no future.
你对钱很热心的话，我告诉你，钱你死那天也没有用。
If you're very devoted to money, I can tell you that on the day you die, the money has absolutely no meaning.
圣经在这里告诉我们，有一个东西存到永远，它的教会。
And the Bible tells us there's one thing that lasts forever, and that is the church.
第二个意象。
The second vision.
你就看见又有一个 symbol 出现。
And there's another symbol that appears.
是什么？
And that is
金香炉。
And the golden incense altar.
这个金香炉是整个事情的叫做关键。
And this is the key to this whole entire thing.
其实在第一个意象里面对不起。在第二个意象在找前面第五章已经出现过了，我那个时候没有去讲它，因为我想把它合在一起来讲。
The second vision actually appeared in chapter 5 already, but I didn't talk about it because I want to talk about here.
请你打开第五章。
Let's turn to chapter 5.
你看到第八节
，verse 8，
他说什么
？It says
第八节
，says
他既拿了书卷、四活物和24位长老，就伏伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的什么金炉。下面一起来念，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
Verse 8 says, When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
所以这个金香炉所代表的是什么？
So what does this golden incense altar represent?
祷告。
Prayer.
这个香是谁的祷告？
This incense, whose prayer is that?
当然 你去圣经去看的话，圣灵用说不出的叹息为我们祷，有圣灵的祷告。
Of course, if you read the Bible, it says the Holy Spirit has so many prayers. But it, of course, yes, this incense represents part of that prayer.
因为罗马书八章说我们不知道怎么祷告，圣灵用说不出的叹息为我们祷告。
Because in Romans chapter 8 it says that we do not know how to pray, that the Holy Spirit using his exclamations to help us.
对，你也可以看到约翰福音十七章，我们的主耶稣他是大祭司，他做了祷告。
And also in John chapter 17, you know that our Lord Jesus, he is the high priest, and he is praying.
但是在这里，他这边说，这里的香，他也不是讲了耶稣的祷告，也不是讲到圣灵的祷告，他说是什么？众圣徒的祷告。
But here, the incense as is described, it does not represent the Holy Spirit's prayer or nor the Lord Jesus' prayer, but rather it's the prayer of the all saints.
在第五章看到这件事情，我们现在到了第八章，你又看到这个事情。
You see this in chapter 5, and now you see it again in chapter 8.
所以你看每次香出现的时候，天上有大事要发生了。
And so you can see every time this incense appears, there are great things about to happen in heaven.
所以你会发现，神到末世做工的时候，古时候跟古时候不一样。
So you see that in the end times, the way that God works is different from when in the Old Testament time.
以前神做事是独行其事，我们的神是独行其事的神。
Before God does things all on His own.
但是现在不一样了。
Now it's different.
在现在神做事，他固然他可以独行其事，可是他要等我们。
Now when God works, of course He can work on His own, but now He also waits for us.
你就会发现，我们在神的面前跟他的旨意的实现有没有关系？
And you'll discover that whether we have this relationship with how, whether His will becomes a reality or not.
有没有关系？
Is there a relationship?
有绝对的关系。
There's an absolute relationship.
前面第五章什么事情要发生？
In the first five chapters, what will happen?
耶稣被杀的羔羊出现在宝座，没有出现之前，约翰大哭。
Lord Jesus, the lamb that was about to slain, before he appeared, John cried.
他哭什么？因为没有人配拿这个书卷。
Why is he crying? He's crying because no one is worthy to take the scroll from.
然后后来羔羊出现了，他把这个小书卷拿来。
And then later this lamb appeared and he took the scroll.
然后整个的宇宙就进入敬拜。
And then the whole entire universe entered into worship.
那个时候就提到香。
And then it mentioned about the incense.
香烧上去以后。
And when the incense were burned.
耶稣就开始怎么样？开音。
Jesus started to break the seal one by one.
那就说什么？说到神的旨意要执行，教会要起来干嘛？祷告。
So what that means is that in order for God's will to be done, the church needs to rise up and pray.
旧约
，Old Testament time.
你看到同样的原则。
You can see the same principle.
犹太人被掳到巴比伦。
When the Jews were enslaved into Babylon.
神说你们要被掳七十年。
He said you will be enslaved for 70 years.
然后神界的先知也预言，七十年满的时候你们可以回来。
And through the prophets, he also prophesied that after 70 years, you will be returned.
重建圣殿，重建家园。
And you will rebuild your temple and rebuild your home.
可是神固然是这样讲了。
So even though God say these things.
可是为了这个事情能够执行，能够发生。
But however, for these things to happen.
谁必须祷告？
Who must pray?
但以理要祷告。
Daniel needs to pray.
但以理不但但以理需要祷告，那个时候很多的圣徒，如果他们是读圣经的人，他们都要起来祷告。
And not only Daniel needs to pray, but also all those saints who, if they actually read the Bible, they also need to rise up and pray.
所以当但以理一祷告，不得了，天使就出来做工了。
So as soon as Daniel prayed, the angels start to appear and to start to do work.
天使就向但以理出现说，大蒙眷爱的，怎么样怎么样，讲了很多的话。
And when the angel appeared to Daniel, they call him those who they were beloved.
中间有一句重要的话，他说
There's an important sentence here that says,
我是因你的祷告而来的。
I came because of your prayer.
看到没有？
You hear this?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，祷告是小事还是大事？
So is prayer important or is it trivial?
啊，是天大的事。
It's a very important thing.
因为这个祷告是跟天的旨意发生关系，你不要把祷告看成那么小。我们天天祷告，主啊，我生病，求你医治我。固然这是该有的祷告，但是这是小事一桩。
Because this prayer has absolutely everything to do with the will in heaven, so it's very important. It's not just like your normal everyday prayers about asking God to heal you. That's also important, but this is even more important.
Okay, that's fine.第五章的祷告不得了，那个祷告下来，耶稣开始工作。
So in chapter 5, as soon as this prayer was heard, Lord Jesus started to descend down to start work.
天开始行动。
And everything in heaven starts set into motion.
你在第五印的时候，你也看到那个祭坛之下那些被杀者的灵魂 祷告了。
And so also you can see when the fifth seal was broken, those who were, those who were slain, all the saints who were martyred below the altar, they started to pray as well.
For revenge, 伸冤。
They were asking for vengeance.
时代就要改变。
The times will change.
今天我们看到第八章，你在这个地方又看到同样在神要吹七号之前，整个时代要开始转换了。
And here you can see in chapter 8 that before the sound of the seventh trumpet, the seventh sound of the trumpet, for these things, same thing will happen.
什么事情一定要出现？
What kind of things must happen?
香。
The incense.
这就是圣徒的祷告要充满整个的圣殿。
It represents the prayer of the saints and it will fill the entire temple.
然后就有雷轰大声闪电地震就要发生。
And there will be peals of thunder and sounds of flashes and of lightning.
所以我在这里说金这个金香坛是旧约祭司在圣所里每天早晚对神最高的侍奉内容。
So the incense altar represents the priest's highest daily service in God in the holy place.
祭司烧香预表新约的教会在圣灵里的祷告。
And in New Testament time, this symbolizes the prayer ministry of the Church of Christ.
第二个重点，祷告的执事与神旨意的实现发生直接的关系。摩西的祷告，但以的祷告，120个门徒在马可楼上的祷告，现在启示录第八章的祷告，都是很重要的例子。
And the second point is that the prayer ministry has a direct relationship with the realization of God's purpose on His people. As for example, Moses, Daniel, and 120 disciples on Mark's upper floor.
主耶稣有一次到圣殿里面洁净圣殿，他讲了一句话。
And there was one time when Lord Jesus entered into the temple to cleanse the temple, and he said.
在马可福音里面记载。
And in the book of Mark.
我父的殿应该是干嘛的？
The
祷告的殿。
The house of my father should be the house of prayer.
但是你们却把这个祷告的地方变成什么？
But yet you have turned this house into dens of robbers.
所以你就知道。教会在地上到底是为着谁
？So you know that what's the true purpose, true meaning of church on this earth?
是有为着我们没有错。
Yes, it's true. It's for us.
我们在这里得蒙得拯救，得造就。
We receive salvation.
我们也得到喂养，得到长大。
But we also get nurtured.
但是最后神要在这个教会里面得着什么
？But ultimately, what will He receive from this church?
在地上，在地上。
On this earth, what will God receive from this church?
我的家要成为祷告的家，殿也可以翻译成家。
His house will become His house of prayer.
所以养兵千日啊，养兵千日听得懂吗？
啊，So. So you train for a long time.
Soldiers
train for a long time.
For what?
And what is it for?
啊，吃饭。
Is it to just eat?
所以我们等一下要吃饭，所以这天天就是吃。吃了半天干嘛
？So why do you eat?、
啊、祷告。
To pray.
烧香。
To burn incense.
那些祭司在外面是献祭物，到了圣所，祷告。
So these priests outside the temple, they offer up offerings, but inside, they offer up the prayers.
祷告是跟天发生关系的。
To pray is to establish this relationship with the heaven.
所以这里又让我们看见，在我们的一生当中，又有一件事情要持续到永远。
So dear brothers and sisters, this allows us to see that in our life, another thing that will last for eternity.
教会是第一件事情持续到永远。
The church is the very first thing that will last for eternity. The second thing is,
什么持续到永远?
What will last for eternity?
金香炉。
It's the golden incense altar.
金香炉在启示录里面扮演重要的角色。
And this golden incense altar has an important part in this.
没有金香炉，神的旨意就 stuck， 就不能前进了。
And without this golden incense altar, the Lord's will become stuck and cannot proceed.
那也就是说，教会如果不起来跟神一样的旨意，跟神的旨意配合来祷告的话，这个教会。是吃饭的教会。
In other words, if the church cannot rise up and pray according to God's will, this church will be nothing but a church for people who simply eat.
所以我盼望今天我跟大家来看这个第七章跟第八章的头几节，我要让大家看到很清楚神要让我们看到的图画。
In going over chapter 7 and beginning of chapter 8, I want everybody to have this clear picture of God's words.
在这个时代，就是危险，主回来之前危险的时代。
And this is a dangerous time. This is a time before Lord's return.
第七章告诉我们，我们要 过什么生活。
And chapter 7 tells us that what kind of life do we need to live?
得胜者的生活。
To live a life of the overcomer.
能够走在前面为着神的见证。
And to walk ahead for God's testimony.
然后第二个重点就是要在神的面前尽祷告的责任。
And the second important thing is to do prayers, to do your responsibility of prayer before God.
上班是我们每天就是除了学生以外，上班是每一个人知道很重要。你不上班，你没有 paycheck.
Other than students, everybody goes to work, and we all know that going to work is very important because without it, you don't have a paycheck.
对不对？所以我们每天都要殷勤的上班，忠心的工作。
So that's why we diligently go to work every day.
但是我今天要说。
However, today I want to say to
you, 你做基督徒
as a Christian,
神给我们的恩典
God gave us this grace.
神对每一个基督徒有个要求
He gave us this requirement.
什么要求
And that is
祷告
That you pray.
神别的事情没有要求我们祷告却是要求我们
He didn't request anything else from us but just pray.
这是祭司的侍奉的内容
This is part of the responsibility of as a priest.
有个人的祷告，有整体的祷告。
A personal prayer and a collective prayer.
所以我想，如果我们基督徒忽视祷告
，So if we look lightly upon prayers,
那我们是一个失职的祭司。
Then we are a priest who is not worthy of what he's in charge of.
对 ，we miss our responsibility.
And we miss our responsibility as a priest.
所以我今天要再一次的提出来，我们不但要有个人的祷告，我们要有教会的祷告。
So once again, I want to mention that not only do we need to have personal prayer, but also collective prayer.
这是有永远价值的侍奉。
This is a service that have eternal value.
好，我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
祝我们感